kukhona nabasha ababili abathembisayo.
Two young people getting engaged.
Beze khona lapha phambili bayazazela ukuthi bangobani.
Could they please come to the front? They know who they are.
Oh, Mr. Thokozani Mthiyane.
Mr. Thokozani Mthiyane. And Ms. Nyembe.
Yeah. Ngiyajabula njalo uma ngithola abasha abaziphethe kahle.
I'm always glad of young people that behave well.
Uma beqhubeka ngalendlela, umakhothi uzofaka ivele elimhlophe elichaza ukuthi akakathintwa ndoda.
They continue in this way, she will one day wear a white veil, which is symbolic of the fact that that white veil and white dress that she's never touched by a man before.
If
they don't keep that symbolism of purity, it would be a circus. It's the same for the young man, that they walk righteously. I've often said, if you cannot behave properly in purity before marriage, how will you do so after marriage? This ring, a beautiful ring. But let it not just be the beauty of the ring, but the beauty of your life. I'm just whispering to you. They don't hear me. Thankful for the parents.
Bazale izingane ezinjena kulesi sizukulwane sisigwekwe esonakeleyo.
You'll find that without children like this, it brings a crooked generation. This is a rarity. Let's pray for them.
Siyabonga Nkosi.
Thank you, Lord.
Impilo yabo abayiphilayo.
For the life that they have lived
in the
past,
we know that
Your name is uplifted, and the gospel we preach is made real and alive. It's not something rotten in the egg. Help them in this time of engagement to stay pure. To be an example, a good example to others. That your name would not be blasphemed.
Amen.
Amen.
You
see, I stand between them. Like a wall of apartheid. I like the apartheid that is between girls and boys. Go and live for the Lord till you stand here at the altar. When I got married,
Ngathi, Baba, ngiyaqala nga ukubamba isandla sika makhoti. Kwaba kuye ngathi ngikhuluma ingane kwami. Ngithi hayi hayi ayikho leyo. Ngithi ngiqinisile phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu angikaze ngibambe isandla sika makhoti. Sisathembisene. Cha. Bese nobandlululo. Bese ngasondelani. Ngaqala nga ukubamba isandla sakhe emva kwe-altar.
I held my wife's hand for the first time after being at the altar.
Ngiyojabula ukuba nempilo nani niphile lempilo impilo enkulu.
May you live that life.
Sesobuyela ke angithi sengikhulumile ngomthembisi.
Now we've finished about the I've spoken about engagement and purity.
KwaZulu ubumsulwa bekuyinto enkulu.
In the Zulu custom, it used to be virginity used to be held in high esteem. Instead, now you find them flirting around with each other. It breaks the heart. What will our future be? That's why so many children are born out of wedlock. That's not good.
Siyofunda manje itext la namhlanje kuMarko 16.
We read our text now in Mark chapter 16.
Kusukela vesini loqala.
From verse 1.
Ube ivesi likashiya lo kalumbi.
Till verse 8.
Guma.
That's in Mark
16.
Chapter 16. From the first verse.
Selijulili Sabata, uMaria Magdalena, no Maria Unina, kaJakobe. No Salomi bathenga amakha ukuba beze bamgcobe uJesu.
Now when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, mother of and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices that they might come and anoint him.
Ekuseni kakhulu ngosuku lokuqala lweviki beza ethunini ekuphumeni kwelanga.
Very early in the morning on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen.
Bakhuluma bodwa bathi ngubani oya kuthi ginqela ije lisuke emnyango wethuna na.
And they said among themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?
Bathi ukubheka babona ukuthi ije.
But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away. For it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed.
Kepha yathi kubo ningethuki nifuna uJesu waseNazaretha obethelwe esiphambanweni uvukile lapho akakho lapho. Bekani nansi indawo lapho bebembeka khona.
But he said to them, Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him.
Kodwa hambani nitshela abafundi bakhe kanye noPetro ukuthi uyanandulela ukuya. Uyanandulela.
But go tell his disciples and
Peter
that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you. We'll read thus far.
Miningi imbuzo engibuzwa abantu eminye ngizozama ukuyiphendula namhlanje.
Many questions are asked by people, some of which I'll try to answer today.
Abanye bathasizwa kahle uma sifunda iBhayibheli.
Some say they don't understand if they read the Bible.
Kanti lapho bemgcwaba uJesu balimfaka ethuneni elinjani ngoba kuthiwa bekukhona itshe elikhulu phambi komnyango.
What type of grave was this that they put Jesus into? Because it says here that there was a big stone in front.
Ekunjalo amathuna khona ayengafani namathuna ethu. Bona bathi xaxa igwili zazilukhuza ithuna edwaleni elikhulu. Koshwe khona khishwe itshe ukungenwa ngomnyango sangena khona mina ngithintanga phezulu safika khona basikhombisa lapho kwalaliswa khona uJesu.
It is true, and it's not the same as here, but the custom was there that for the richer Jews they would dig out a grave into the hillside, what they called a sepulchre. I went into the tomb of Jesus and I could walk in standing. That is why the women who bought spices to embalm him, they said, who will roll away the stone for us? Outside the tomb, they would have a stone, not just a square stone, it was a round stone, so heavy, about 3.5 tons, and they'd have to roll the stone to block
it.
That is why the women said, who will roll away the stone for us? And when they got there, they found it had been already rolled away.
UNkulunkulu walivula ngezingelozi zakhe. Akalivulanga ukuze uJesu akwazi ukuphuma. UJesu bezophuma noma kuvaliwe. Kodwa lagcinelwa wena nami abantu ababephila kuleso sikhathi ukuze babone ukuthi uJesu akekho phakathi ethuneni.
The stone wasn't to keep Jesus inside. Instead, it was rolled away for you and I, not that Jesus should escape through from the tomb like that, but so that we would believe and they at that time would see that it was empty. They could go inside.
Ngoba khona manje mathuna nedumbu sezineminyaka einkulungwane embili kodwa zikabuli zisahleli bonakala kuhleke kancane ozwaneni kodwa zagcotshwa ukuba zingonakali.
It was the custom to embalm a person with various spices so that the person, the corpse would be preserved. And so there are some corpses of over 2,000 years old where it is still embalmed. And Joseph of Arimathea and them had come and put spices on. And a corpse would be wrapped in bandages.
Njengokuba nibona ezinye ingane uma zephukile noma abantu abadala baye esibhedlela baye kudokotela, udokotela ageze, agcobe umuthi, athathe indwangende.
As you've seen, if a child breaks its arm, you take it to a doctor and they put a wet cloth around it, around the break. After that,
and
they put more liquid and they put another one, a cast around it.
They
put one from the neck down to the feet and then another one from the neck up.
Iskani,
the weight
se bandage
of those bandages with the embalming spices.
Uma uyikala eskalini ibithanda ukushaya 45 kg.
Could weigh
45 pounds.
Could weigh 45 kg, about 100 pounds.
Kusho ukuthi bekunohlonzo.
It was a very thick material.
Njengokuba ngilinganisela noma kuphuka umlenze, bafaka ibandage, bafaka inhlaka, udokotela afake futhi lokhu kumhlophe, okunohlonzo olungakha.
Like I've illustrated with plaster of Paris being put around a broken leg or broken arm, they would put it, and it's quite thick.
Nizwile umkhwenyane ekhumshela amangisi plaster of Paris. Angithi niyakwazi lokho.
You know the term.
Ukufakwa eibhedlela ukube nohlonzo kusu uma sokomile kuqinile.
A cast, you know it as plaster of Paris, it becomes very stiff and hard.
Emva kwamasonto amathathu noma inyanga entathu kuyasikwa.
After a few weeks or a few months, it is then cut off and removed.
Elimbozi khanda, elimbozi umzimba, ngapha na ngapha,
That is why when Peter and John entered into that sepulchre and they saw the headpiece and the body piece lying there, they said, "He is risen."
Ngoba lokho kufakwe ekhanda angithi intamo ingaka nje la phakeme lekhulu ungalikhiphi ikhanda kanjani ngeke ulikhiphe impossible ngaphandle ukuthi usike bese uhlukanise ukhiphe ikhanda
because you can't just remove a corpse without actually cutting the pieces off.
40 amahlombe konke bendetshiwe ngohlaka la intamo ingaka amahlombe abezophuma kanjani.
That's for the headpiece and also for the body, the shoulders. How would your body get out? How would your feet get out?
It
had to be cut. It would have to be cut if they want to take the body out. When they saw this evidence, they were thoroughly convinced the body of Jesus had not been stolen. He had risen, because if they had wanted to get him out of those embalming cloths, he would have had to be cut out.
Lezo ndwangu ngesingisi kuthiwa bezifana nekhukhuni. Ngiyabona lezi ezinye izinyoni ezindizayo inunu uma sezifa ziyayisonga ziyirola. Ngentambo yazo zivaleke kungabikho mbobo. Uma sekufika isikhathi sokuvuka zidla laphezulu bese siphume. Lokhu okwasemzimbeni kukaJesu bekuyikhukhuni.
In English we'd say it's like a cocoon, like a butterfly would fly and it comes the particular time when it wraps a cocoon around itself, it changes, it there's a metamorphosis and it changes, and then when the time comes, it eats its way out.
Bayihlalela emakhaya, bayalwa, bachitha igazi. Empeleni kungabikho noyedwa ongakholwa emhlabeni.
The evidence of Jesus' resurrection is so convincing that there shouldn't be one unbeliever in this world. Instead, they are fighting, drinking, boozing, stabbing. But the evidence is very strong. Satan has blinded people's eyes and their heart, their brains, and they've become dumb, stupid.
Bekufanele ukuthi wonke umuntu osemhlabeni noma emhlophe noma entsundu noma elikhalathi noma indiya noma umshayina noma umkorea noma bani akholwe intshumayelo nje yokuvuka kukaJesu ethuneni. yenele ibingadingeki kube khona elintshumayelo kodwa wena uma ungakholwa lokho isense yakho yasekhandi ingasebenzi uzosizwa yilokho nje ukuthi usho esihogweni ingunaphakade ngeke kukusize uzosho uzosho ngabe ngcono ushe ube umlotha kodwa ke kube umlotha uzoba umuntu njalo uyisole nawe ukuthi awu into esobala kodwa ngiyimukelanga ngakhohliswa into yamadlozi ngakhohliswa izangoma nezinyanga
instead people have become foolish. They don't use their brains. They don't want to believe. And the only way, if they reject the firm evidence, is to burn in hell, where they will not become ash, but will have eternal regret. Jesus arose from the dead.
Uma isigwili sikhale esihogweni. Tumu Lazaro, aya kubafowethu abayisihlanu.
When the rich
abatshela iqiniso, baphenduke ukuba bangezi nabo bezela esihogweni. Wathi banomusa nabaprofethi, abezwe bona, baneBhayibheli.
When the rich man cried in hell, saying to Father Abraham, send Lazarus, his resurrection would be able to convince my other brothers, but Abraham said, no, if they don't believe what is already written in Moses and the prophets, they will not believe even a
resurrection.
But Jesus was illustrating there that if they do not believe the word, the scriptures, they won't believe even a miraculous resurrection.
UJesu Kristu qobo lwakhe wavuka ngendlela eyisimanga kodwa bakholwanga.
The same with Jesus. After a short time after that, he himself died and then he rose again and still people did not believe.
UDidathi ubehamba lapha eSouth Africa enze inkonzo yonke indawo. Kwezinye indawo athola amasulumane angamashumi amathathu ezinkulungwane. Ethi uJesu akafanga.
Ahmad Didat used to go around in South Africa proclaiming that Jesus never actually died.
Akabhaliwe eBhayibhelini ukuthi uJesu wafa.
And he would speak before thousands of people. And he claimed that Jesus never said he died.
And so, abanye abafundisa bamhlophe bashiya inkolo yakubo bamukela inkolo yobusulumani kamanga kaDidat.
Muslims were so impressed with this, and even some ministers left the Christian faith to become Muslims because of believing these lies of Didat.
Uyakhumbula wena olazi iBhayibheli ngo kwabase sambulo isahluko soqala verse 18.
If you know your Bible,
sibemfile sengiyaphila.
If you know your Bible, Revelations 1:18, it says, I am he who was dead and now I am alive.
Angazi ukuthi balifunda bephuzile yini, befunda iBhayibheli bedakiwe yini.
Did they read the Bible while they were intoxicated that they didn't see this? Now there's something else that
uJesu wathi uzoba sethuneni insuku entathu nobusuku obuthathu. Athi uJesu, njengokuba ngalinganisa ngomgqibelo, athi wabethelwa ngo-9, kanti hayi ngomgqibelo, ngolwesihlanu.
Now, another point is, Didat says, and Muslims say that if Jesus claimed that he would be there for 3 days and 3 nights. They don't understand how the Jews would calculate in their custom. From the beginning in the Bible, just correcting, I'd said that it was Saturday.
Ekuseni kuze kube ntambama kodwa ukubala kwezizwa kufani.
I said it was Saturday, the crucifixion. On Friday it happened, 9 o'clock. Now, right in the beginning of the Bible, the way that things were counted was different. When the night started, that would be the beginning of the first day.
UJosefa.
Joseph.
Kuthiwa wathatha abafowabo wabafaka ejele. 3 nights. He said, noma siphi isikhathi asithi uma usuku luqala ngo-5 ntambama ngo-4:45 kuthiwa sekusuku nobusuku.
Now, Joseph, it speaks of him, the scriptures, as having put his brothers in prison for 3 days and 3 nights, and then on the third day he released them. You see, for the Jews, any part of a day or night counted as a day and a night.
Yes. Kumjuda, any part of a day
was
counted as a day. And even it would be just 5 minutes.
Noma begu ama minute, aislanu nje begu shiwu guti usuku.
Ngikusho lokho ngoba ngibona amaSulumani agwele. Kukhona abantsundu sebemukela inkolo yamaSulumani. Kwahlwa emini. Kwabamnyama buqe kwenze njani?
I say this on purpose because there are many Muslim missionaries now, and quite a few blacks are now turning to Islam. And I say, what is it because you don't understand? You don't believe in Jesus, therefore you believe the lie.
Manje uma kukhona odidekayo ngoba simi la siyashumayela. Ngiyacela emva kwenkonzo ungeza ungenza naku umkhwenyane ubuze ukuthi awungichazele kahle ngizwe kahle uma ungezwanga sikutshela simila epulpit.
If you do not understand this point, we invite you can come to us after the service and you can ask one of us exactly how this happened. Have understanding about these things. Otherwise, a person comes, debates, and you lose the debate. You are.
Nabafundisa abamhlophe uDidati ethi uJesu akasho akafanga akazasho ukuthi wafa. Kanti kukusobala athi kusho mina engafayo ngavuka.
Like there are those who still believe and are confused by Didat having said Jesus himself never said that he would die. But Jesus does say that where we've read now. I was he who was dead and behold I'm alive.
Asiyekeke lokho.
Now let's leave that.
Now uzwakale ungasho ukuthi awukwangathi sengise university angisezwa ukuthi kuthiwani.
I'd be glad if you understand that. Don't say, well, I'm at university and this is confusing to me.
Sifundile indaba emnandi enkulu yokuvuka kaJesu. Ngoka Marko 16 kusukela 1 kuze kube 8. Ayikho indaba emnandi njengale imnandi kunalo mthembisi.
We've read now about the resurrection in verses 1 to 8. Sweet, precious it is, even much more than this engagement.
UJesu lo owashaywa, angithi nimbonile ebusuku eshaywa.
This Jesus was beaten. Was beaten, who was stabbed in many different ways.
Harassed
right until death, till he died.
Wayevuka esenomzimba wenkazimulo anikubonanga.
And then on the third day he arose with the glory of the Father. Have you seen how he arose in that film that we showed last night?
Esenokuphila phakade emzimbeni wakhe wenkazimulo yenkazimulo.
With his body that is glorified for eternal life.
Esephule izibopho zokufa.
Having broken the chains of death.
Namasango namaketanga esihogo.
And the prison bars of hell.
Nomshudu wethuna wawuvula.
And the lock closing the grave, he opened it.
Emva kokuthotshiswa kwakhe, ethotshiswa ngendlela embi, akekho umuntu kinini enimaziyo owathotshiswa njengaye, kodwa thula wavala umlomo.
After his passion, his humiliation, nobody among you has ever been humiliated like that.
But he... Leon Dao Yoktotriswa. Why and Dawen Yoktagama?
But he opened not his mouth in resistance, but from that point of humiliation, he was lifted to the highest glory.
Tabugela la Baba Figa Namsajabenga Bonang. Zambebezu Guzwagango, Numaga, Quatua, Epsu, Gubakbo, Nabaibonela Ramishab.
I am sorry for you who are here only for today. You were not here last night to have seen this for yourself. He was raised from his humiliation with a glorified body. That from then on, all authority would be his and he would rule over heaven and earth. All power completely, perfectly. He said, I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Even though some of his disciples, they did worship Jesus, but they doubted. Oh, the sin of doubt. Are there some doubters here? It is Satan's biggest tool to take people to hell.
Manje nakho kuyisimanga.
Now here is the marvelous
thing.
While his body was in the grave, he went into hell.
ukufa kwethu nokushaywa kwethu iqala lethu liya nasesihogweni bekufanele ukuthi kuye thina esihogweni wena nami ngezono zethu esiyiphikayo.
The wages of our sin should take us to hell, down there. No wonder he had to go there to take us out.
Ukuba imoya yakhona ayikhombisi ukuthi unqobile ulikhawe lokufa nokuphila.
In his spirit he went down to hell and he showed the spirits there that he has conquered, he is victorious over death and hell.
Ukuthi nabasesihogweni namasango esihogo
that in hell he would show there that Jesus would show them that he has conquered the power of hell even. And show all those being destroyed that he has conquered.
The
Bible says then that he ascended into heaven, but he is the one who went down into hell. He bound even that jail down there. He overcame hell and the grave. He overcame Satan. In defeating him, he poured shame openly upon Satan. I come now to another question where some have asked, what does it mean in the scriptures where it says that Jesus displayed the devil in pouring open shame? Because some illustrations in the Bible understood then are not the same today. You see, they knew what it was to be openly shamed. The Romans were in power then. They were looking for a means to show people, to expose people to, that they would realize the most painful death that can be shown to a rebel, a murderer. One of them.
Noma bathuthulwe noma babula ugesi akuthathwa isidumbu sabo abasibulele siboshelwe kubona bamthatha uma umuntu ebulela umuntu bamkhumula ingubo na nesidumbu khunyulwe kanjalo bese siboshelwe kuyena izandla ezandleni ingalo engalweni ikhale ekhaleni umlomo emlonjweni ubuso ebusweni umlenze emlenzeni ububoshelwe tight kakhulu kusisidumbu ngeke bamnqume ngeke bamfake upoison bazombophela kulesi sidumbu ukuthi abulawe ukubola kwesidumbu.
Regarding the phrase the body of death, it was then given, the idea was given, the person's name is known, I won't say it, but it was said that the way to cause them to really suffer, a murderer should be bound hands and feet, mouth to mouth, the whole body of the corpse that he has murdered, so that it, that person would be bound to his own
corpse. Athi wo mina muntu osizi ubani ozongikhulula kulomzimba wokufa na.
He, that person then would try and walk the streets bound to this corpse, and he would shout, I am undone, who will set me free from this body of death?
Siyobola manje lesi sidumbu. Kuphuma impethu zingene kuwe zidle wena. Iphunga nje lesidumbu esibolela kuwe. Siyokubulala. Uzubulawe isidumbu sakho.
Because as that body would putrefy, maggots would then start coming from the victim, the corpse, and enter into him, consuming him. It smells awful.
The stench is
overwhelming. I was once at a grave where they had to dig up the corpse, and it is like the stench sticks to a person. It was said that there was no death as terrible as that. And a person would cry out, woe unto me, I'm undone, who will set me free from this body of death? And there was no escape, he would die, he would rot. Paul said, the one who sins is a slave of sin. Do you smoke? You are being consumed by it. You're smoking. You're immoral. And you can't leave it. You're being eaten by this body of death.
Drugs
like cocaine, until a person cries out, oh, who will set me free from this body of death? Many other things. In Romans, where it says, who will set me free from this body of death? The very next verse says, I thank Jesus Christ, he sets me free. There are some allegories which are no longer used, Bible allegories. Like, for instance, to expose to open shame in the Roman Empire, if there would be a rebellion in a distant part of the empire. Where they'd rise up in rebellion, say, we're tired of Caesar, let us rebel against his kingdom and destroy him.
besukho uKesari athuma ibutho elinamandla elinamakhawe hambani niye kulomhlaba niuchithe.
Caesar would
then
send his best generals and his military to go and quell that rebellion in that distant part.
Basukeke ukomanda asuke afike khona balweke nalo muntu balwe bale babulala abantu bakhe balwe naye baze bambopha.
And then that commander would fight against those rebels and kill them, but capture the leader of the rebellion. And then strip him of all his weapons, strip him naked. Then he would be tied to the wagon or chariot. And two of his important soldiers would be called. And told, to run back to Rome to declare that the rebel leader has been overcome. They would go with two vessels bearing incense that would be burning the smell of victory. And as they entered into Rome, everybody would know through the fragrance that there has been victory for Rome. They'd go into the main square. There would, in the square, the marketplace, be a huge wooden beam.
And
the rebel leader who had been captured would then, having been dragged in, would be then tied to this post. Hands, feet, knees, all of them would be tied. All the citizens of Rome, even the children, would come saying, we want to see this conquered rebel leader. Little children would throw rotten tomatoes at the face of this rebel, spit upon him. Laughing, mocking him, pinching him, and he couldn't respond, for he was captured tied. He was now exposed to open shame.
Ashaiwa uvalo ngokuba uJesu wamthela uSatan ngehlazo obala.
Colossians 2:15, isn't it marvelous how it is written there that Christ overcame and exposed Satan and his hordes to open shame, and yet we are afraid of Satan? That's not good. He has conquered our hero. There's been ululation of joy for the engaged couple. There should be much more ululation for the victory of Christ. Jesus has exposed Satan to open shame, and we should not be frightened by him. He should be frightened by us. But listen
carefully.
Satan has no strength. He is overcome. He's defeated. But the only strength he gets is what you give to him.
The only power he has got is that which you give him. Yes, O God.
Do you
understand?
If Satan has power in your life, in fact, it is not because you say it's Satan who has power. No, you're lying. It's you who have given Satan power. Don't credit Satan with power. If you sin, you are declaring Satan is powerful. But I think I need to come to a close. When I was young, still preaching the gospel, already preaching the gospel, there was a young girl who was on fire for the Lord. If we held services, she would be leading the chorus singing. She was a hero for us. I won't tell you her name because only if she is dead will I mention it. I long last saw her. Although I don't know if she's still alive. One day, a certain Christian, an older, mature Christian, phoned me. I was at Mbalane at my parents' place at the time. And said, that person said, oh, something. Said something terrible has happened to that girl. I said, what, kidnapped? And they said, yes, through her old boyfriend.
Nothing yes, manje, we must banbani. So sanganenda wele tinze. Leli soka lakhe aliboshwe lifakwe jele.
I said to her, Mr. So-and-so, I'm coming immediately.
I was...
Now,
waguka wayibamba babambana babambana pho umfana unamandla kunentombazane uma intombazane sishuleka wamthatha wamphosehlombe wahamba naye wayale kude kubo wamvalela endlini ekusuku lwesithathu emvalela endlini.
I was very upset. I said that man must be jailed. What had happened was she was on her way to a service via a bit of forest, and he had captured her. They wrestled, but he being stronger took her, kidnapped her to his home.
Ngathi hayi lo muntu akaboshwe. Iphi intombazana ikubo umkhiyele khiyelele endlini yakhe.
I told the Christians to get together, we'll have a meeting. I drove there very quickly. I got there and I said, where is she? They said, he's locked.
Ngaphuma ngefastele ngoba ngiyazazi izindlu zesizulu ezindala zinefastele lingaka nje.
She's locked in a hut. It's no windows for her to escape from in the old type of huts.
Sabingelelana, ngathi we masibanibani. Hayi, asingakhethi isikhathi. Asuke manje siyene emaphoyiseni. Sifake icala. Angene phakathi.
I said, Mrs. So-and-so, let's go right now. Waste no time. Go to the police and lay a charge of kidnapping. And then she looked at others and said, what does this white man say? He doesn't understand. He doesn't know. And she said, you can't arrest him. I said, why not? After all, he kidnapped her. He's raped her. She said, no. You might do that and jail him. But he will produce the evidence that he'll say to the magistrate, he will take out that handkerchief and produce the evidence that she had given him in their custom. And so I said, well, I'm learning. I didn't know that. The boy indeed had no authority over her. But she had given him her handkerchief, which is symbolic that of her attachment to him, and therefore it gave him authority over her. I got in my car and drove back home to Mbalan. I said, well, if it's like this, you might deny Satan, but here is his bad temper in you. His property. In churches, they like to say, we resist Satan, but they are stubborn, they are rebellious, they have grudges, they smoke, they drink, all those wicked things, loose living,
uhamba nentombi, uhamba nabafana,
messing around with the opposite sex, and you still say you resist Satan, Satan will laugh at you. He'll say you're just playing around. I was in the Msinga area many years ago, preached the gospel, wives came to the Lord, and rumor got to their husbands working in the mines that they had been converted. They said, don't worry, we're coming during the holiday time and we'll fix them up. You say, I'm victorious over Satan. Until you confess your sin properly, you are not. Jesus. Whites understand, if you do not return the property of the devil back to the devil, he will have power over you. Do you understand, you white people?
It's simple.
It's a simple matter.
Simple.
That's how it goes.
Uma ufuna ukuthi ube sodwendweni lokunqoba, unqobe nokunqoba. Vumisona.
Jesus Christ has risen. He has overcome. Now return those wicked things back to the devil, for Jesus has been victorious. Let him be praised. Let's stand to our feet.
Siyabonga Nkosi Jesu khawe lamakhawe.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hero of heroes, for coming into this world to set us free from the chains of Satan. Thank you that you have liberated us from Satan and from sin so that we might be able to live joyfully as your children, living for you.
Amen.
Amen. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear.